Welcome back. We're going to, we kind of ended on Cava. We're going to start back up a little bit on Cava. What more about Cava?
Yeah, so I wanted to, after kind of diving into the Cava 101 of what Cava is, and maybe to wrap that piece up, actually, which will segue into my second piece about Cava in this Minnesota marketplace and what I've seen and am seeing happening. So what is extracted from the Cava root, known as Cava lactones, is really cool as it relates to cannabis. And the cannabis plant, right, has cannabinoids on it, and terpenes. But looking at the cannabinoid breakdown or profile of a cannabis plant, Cava is similar, where Cava lactones, there are different Cava lactones, like there are different cannabinoids that those different Cava lactones can have a different purpose or a different effect when extracted, isolated. A lot of what you see in the space when it comes to these products that are created, because once you get the extract, it's a full spectrum. It's a all of the Cava lactones kind of exist together, and all these products that are beverages or gummies or things that you're putting these Cava lactones into to create consumable products, there's not a lot yet in the Cava space of those type of products that isolate, like, oh, this is the stimulating Cava lactone, or this is the very like sleepy Cava lactone, or this is the focus. But it's cool because it's very translatable from the cannabis space and cannabinoids isolate intention. You do see when you get into like single origin or single variety Cava, because within those, that plant species of Cava, there's multiple varieties, like there is in cannabis strains or different apple varieties or coffee varieties or things like that. You know, agricultural products have different versions of the same thing. And when you get into like these, going in and buying a bag of, you know, micronized powder or like rough chop root that you're going to kind of traditionally steep and brew like a tea at home, you can get these single origin, single varietal. This is the stimulating focus. This is the, you know, sleep. This is the pain relief. This is the, you know, intentions of those different things. But what we see mostly in the space now, as we continue to work in the lab and develop and isolate to get that style of Cava from a micronized brewable product into a gummy or a tincture or a beverage, as it stands now, everything's kind of a full spectrum Cava experience. Right. And what I've noticed in this industry, because most of the Cava consumption domestically in the U.S. and where it's pretty well known and booming is in the southern part of the state. Florida marketplace is huge. I do a lot of business in the sort of Gulf Coast, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area of Florida. That stretch of Gulf Coast from Clearwater really down to Naples is the largest per capita saturation of Cava bars, actual on-premise Cava bars in the country. And that is lesser known up here in the Midwest. But because of the THC boom in the state of Minnesota, what I've noticed, at least in this very isolated category of consumers, my guests at Zero Proof, that are new to cannabis and try it, want to love it and use it, but have some of the things that Lance, you know, these side effects of, you know, some anxiety, some paranoia, some headiness that can be a result of cannabis use. As they're starting to wrap their head around, how do we use minor cannabinoids and terpenes combined with THC to tame that side of the experience, that side effect for some consumers, I talk to these people and say, have you tried Cava? And start to explain Cava. And there's a lot of aha moments I see in the guests where that's what I want. Like, because so many customers, at least that I interact with, speak to cannabis and say, what do you have for sleep? What do you have for nighttime? What do you have for pain relief? You know, those are like the top requests mm-hmm. when looking for a product in the cannabis space. Everybody else that's, you know, familiar with cannabis, utilizing cannabis recreationally, sort of homeopathically, whatever it is, that's the broad consumer base that's like, we want to just try new things and this and that and start to understand, I want this, you know, slap of heady, straight, high potent THC on its own for this purpose and experience. And I want this other blended, you know, cannabis product for this experience. But the cannabis curious, the new to cannabis, they hear, I can get, you know, relaxed and some pain relief and this, you know, calm and stress relief out of a product like Kava with none of that headiness mm-hmm. that I love. You know, it's like almost all the positive things that they are loving this new experience with cannabis for, and none of the negative things that they're almost kind of just putting up with to get the positive benefits, right? And then they're like, this sounds great. And so many people have sort of come to Kava in Minnesota because of cannabis paving a way for these other things that are, which takes me kind of back to the beginning of the conversation, yeah. are adjacent to this industry, and why we're starting to see this new wave of products in the cannabis industry that are including these adaptogenic, nootropic ingredients for combination and effect and intention.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my, I think, kind of final.
You find it, you finished the thought. You yeah. landed the plane.
I landed the
plane. You know what I'm saying? That's fantastic, because I think it was super informative. It's interesting it's in itself, but like Wisconsin interesting, not Minnesota interesting. You know? So we were... We were wrapping up the last segment, and we were going to talk about some gummies and
yeah.
different things like that. When we were on a little bit of a break, we were talking a little bit about Kava Oasis, a brand that is taking some Kava and some mm-hmm. THC. So maybe you tell us a little bit about that, and then I know Calandra has a couple of burning questions that she's just waiting to get out.
Yeah. But,
Tell us about Kava Oasis.
So Kava Oasis is a new brand that has launched, honestly, within the last couple of weeks, and something we've been working on for a while. The brand consists of, right now, just three product categories. So there's the gummy line, which is three different flavors, and the gummy is a combination of THC, Kava, and ashwagandha root, and it's a really synergistic ingredient stack that with Kava that interacts with sort of your GABA receptors, your dopamine regulator in the brain, THC that's interacting with your endocannabinoid system, and then ashwagandha that is a adaptogen root that helps balance cortisol levels. So you are taking three ingredients, putting them together. As far as interaction in the consumer's body, they are non-contradictory. They're not fighting each other. They are actually all targeting three different areas of the reception in the body and building this overall sort of like well-being experience in a relaxation standpoint. So it is a unwind product, a calm product. And so they got that gummy line. Then we have... what I kind of spoke about, you know, what I really pride our lab business on is our ability to create these highly bioavailable nanotechnology beverage enhancers. So Kava lactone isolate at a 99% extract built into a tincture, fully water dispersible. So a very highly bioavailable, effective, just straight Kava that you can create really whatever liquid you can turn into a Kava-infused product with that beverage enhancer. And then this was an interesting, really kind of fun move. So Minnesota in the low potency space outlawed on the hemp side or the cannabis side combustible, smokable, vapable products and are sort of saving that for the recreational space as they stand that up in the coming year. And so what we did is created a Kava vape line. So we have a disposable Kava vape, and we gave it a directional effect experience by including cannabis terpene isolates with Kava liquid in a traditional PGVG vapeable liquid in a disposable. And so we have, there's a Pineapple Express sativa version, and there's also a Skittles strain indica version of that. And that is a really cool product in the fact that, one, vaping something is the fastest acting, you know, method of delivery for some of these inputs and these ingredients, but also have, you know, created an ancillary product that is allowed for the, you know, the consumer that prefers that method of delivery in a state that won't allow us to do that in the low potency cannabis space yet.
We used to be able to, and then we weren't able to, and then we'll be able to again at some point in time. But a lot of us sitting here, a lot of our purpose is CPG and giving the consumer, the end user, the enjoyer of the beverage, the edible, the product, whatever it is, if there's not a market for it, we wouldn't be making it, right? Yeah. So then when regulation pushes something like that out, there are some folks that are pretty disappointed about it, but then there's folks that are super creative that are going, well, let's give them what they want, but in something that is adjacent to it, and it's not nicotine in a vape, right? Like, I've got folks that, you know, are using edibles to not be addicted to kratom. You know, there's a lot of these options that are out there, and I don't know, it's just interesting how, like, we have it, and then they take it away, and then we're like, well, but come on,
yeah,
and they're like, well, I mean, I suppose, you can have it back.
And I think I touched on, too, you know, everything, we're always, in the health and wellness sector, if you, you know, go back through sort of the history and the growth of this industry as a supplement industry and sort of a non-FDA approved industry of product, everything's got all these products got somebody battling it, someone, you know, trying to smear campaign the input. And I think we all know, and responsible consumers know that, like, do your own research, you know, obviously consult with physicians if you're on medications, things like that. And also, you can overdo really anything in life, right? So, but in moderation, there is opportunity for real help or real impact in a consumer's life with these products. And so it is worth noting that, like, there was a time a few years back when there was a lot of campaign against Kava and, you know, these articles coming about people hospitalized from taking Kava. And what came out the end of that on the research was, it was not related to Kava lactones or the Kava root. It was the extraction method. And there was a, when this sort of Kava boom came through this kind of vice market, and it wasn't, you know, it was outside of the true sort of health and wellness lane that, you know, focuses on truth and transparency and responsible sourcing and things like that and testing requirements. And they're just putting out these products for, like, a recreational effect, anything that could have a, you know, altering experience, let's push it to the limit and stick it in a product and run it through a channel for these kind of recreational experiences. And they had a lot of solvent-based extraction processes to try to maximize that extraction. And it was the solvents, the sort of residual heavy metals and some of those things that show up on these full panel tests that were the cause of some of these, you know, illnesses or sicknesses that came from Kava use. And the European Medical Journal essentially deemed that through a water, steam water-based extraction, this is, in moderation, a, you know, relatively safe product, and it's not the Kava lactones or the Kava root that's causing it. It's the things that were used on a lab side that are, you know, not healthy with solvents, and so
it's kind of like bathtub gin.
You yeah, know? Which has always been safe and good.
I know. Right? Oh, man. Bathtub gin. I knew I was going to see that in somewhere.
That was great.
That is it, right?
That's great.
I mean, this I is mean, a we, lot of great
sell,
info.
We sell kava mm-hmm. At the Good Zen. So just your knowledge and just informing me, giving me more knowledge
right.
about it. It's wonderful because then I can explain that mm-hmm. to people when they come in and say, hey, I heard you got kava here.
You just need good partners. That's yeah. all it comes down to. If you've yeah. got good partners, then the information is there to yes. be had, right? Yes. But you've got to find the good partner, and yes. that's a little bit of work sometimes. We were talking about CBG, and you were mm-hmm. saying you had CBG. You had some C's. You know, where I was talking about all the C's and the G's.
Not
and the
just N's cannabis, and, other C's.
Right, but what were the yeah. were the specific cannabinoids that you were talking about?
So Logan and his company, they've been a great partner with us. We carry lots of your products, most of them. But on your gummies, some of the gummies say they have CBC, CBG, CBN, CBD. Can you run down what each one of them do? Like, how are they different cannabinoids, different terms? Can you talk about your different line of gummies?
Absolutely. So right. that line that you're referring to is essentially our namesake brand. It's our house brand. It's what started our whole, once we, you know, started developing our own brands early on in the company. And it is the Nothing But Hemp, or now Nothing But Canna, brand of products. That brand is essentially all about major and minor cannabinoid blending plus strain-based terpene profiles. And so every version of that product line has either a straight THC or a THC combined in either a 1-to-1 or a 2-to-1 ratio with some other minor cannabinoid. And then within that kind of subsect of the, you know, THC on its own or minor cannabinoid blending, there's three SKUs or three versions, always a sativa, a hybrid, and an indica version. Mm-hmm. And so the intent there is a directional effect-based experiences through an edible utilizing terpene profiles. I think what is... you know, well, the namesake of this podcast, right? Full spectrum cannabis. Mm-hmm. There, when this plant is pretty miraculous, and it has cultivated itself throughout history and traveled the world and allured humans to it through look and smell and touch, and even, you know, it's why cannabis in any of its cannabinoids can affect a feeling through ingestion, can also affect a feeling through topical application. And the plant has, you know, naturally mutated, created different strains, and followed, you know, humans across the planet through its history, and developed sort of its own variant or strain version to fold into the lifestyle geographically of where it's, you know, when we're talking like heritage natural strains, where it's growing and what it does to help. And, you know, started by this alluring, kind of interesting, almost, you know, mystical looking like flowering plants, and which will draw someone into like, what is this thing? And then the aromas and the look and the colors that it can create as a bud. And then, you know, the trichomes, the crystallization and stickiness that if you brush up against this thing, you will have a bit of a topical application. You can inhale aromas off of a, you know, growing cannabis plant that's close to harvest that is going to start to interact with the endocannabinoid system that every mammal on earth has in its body. And it's just that sort of aside is really cool. But when you get into when we're creating these consumable products, these packaged goods on an extract side, to take how that plant exists naturally and has naturally created itself, we're isolating all these pieces of that plant, you know, over what, 108 plus minor cannabinoids currently discovered on, you know, some cannabis strains, a unique in nature that it's one of the few flowering plants that contains more than one single terpene, and those terpene profiles and ratios of the minor cannabinoids like CBD, CBG, CBN, you know, THC, THCV, like all these cannabinoids that exist, those ratios they exist on plants and the ratio and percentages of the terpenes and how they exist is how we classify the strains of the flower, right, from one another. And to extract that and isolate it and understand what these individual components can do and try to put them back together into products, you know, allows us millions of combinations with different sort of nuanced experience and effects, and back to how everybody reacts differently to ingesting cannabis, because no two people's endocannabinoid systems are the same. There is, you know, could be 1,000 versions of sort of different blends of terpenes, different blends of major and minor cannabinoids that all are intended to sort of do the same thing, but all exist because the consumption and the ingestion of this product is different for everyone, that, you know, this perfect sort of ratio and blend is going to work, you know, the pain relief and the sleep help or whatever it may be for this person, where it's not going to work for anyone else. But, you know, in that spectrum of 1,000 different versions and combinations, it someone will find the same experience in a different product because of the way their endocannabinoid system is absorbing and interacting. And so in a very minute way, I can't create a million combinations, but through these, I think it's 15, 16, I don't know, like different products within this Nothing But Can align. That's our attempt to sort of give a well-rounded experience and an option for a bunch of different individuals. And so THC on its own, of course, is straightforward, you know, sativa, hybrid, indica, you've got the kind of THC experience and you've got your uplift, stimulating, kind of heady sativa experience. You've got your more relaxed body calming indica experience. And then you've got your hybrid kind of living down the middle, a little bit of both worlds. Then the second set that came out in that line was our 1-to-1 ratio CBD THC, cannabidiol. And so CBD is a great complement to THC, as I think a lot of us know, and I think a lot of consumers in Minnesota are really starting to understand through the education that's been pumped out of our industry and just sort of the guests and the consumers of these products, that CBD, you know, we've touched on this throughout the show today, but THC can have these side effects of paranoia, anxiety. CBD has been known to have effects of anti-anxiety and anti-paranoia. So let's put those things together and start to balance the experience. But again, offer this uplifting, balanced experience for someone that's going to tame the headiness if that is a reaction that that consumer has to cannabis, right. A hybrid and an indica version of these options. Then we got into, after the THC and the 1-to-1 CBD THC came out, we released the CBG and the CBN line in a 2-to-1 ratio. Minor cannabinoids, so CBG, cannabigerol, is a lot of the research has known it to be, or says it to be, very anti-inflammatory, antiviral. You know, CBD is anti-inflammatory as well, but CBG with that antiviral, you know, CBG in its acid form before heating or decarboxylating is the cannabinoid that's in all the anti-COVID medicine research for encapsulating COVID virus to reduce the ability for it to mutate as fast as it will in the human body. So that, and that is that antiviral property.
Right.
And so it also, because of this kind of anti-inflammatory, antiviral, is known to increase a little bit of blood flow. And so CBG can have a bit of a stimulating property to it. So CBG also has that kind of anti-anxiety, anti-paranoia. It's like all the C cannabinoids have that piece to them. So you're taming the THC experience on the heady side, but building a bit of stimulant into, so a good kind of daytime, like lift, kind of feel good product with that CBG in a 2-to-1 ratio. So twice the amount of CBG to THC in that product. What's interesting, and then CBN, I'll touch on. So CBN is gained immense popularity. It is one of the C cannabinoids that is very minorly psychoactive, where all the others are looked at as a non-psychoactive product. But it is a sleep. You know, I always say N for nighttime, G for CBG. I would say like gut. You know, you think gut health, antiviral, anti-inflammatory, things like that.
Or go. I like to think of it as go because you're probably not going to eat a bunch of CBG before bed, right? That's where CBN comes into play. So I like to think of it as go. But gut, I like gut.
Yeah. I like go.
There we go.
So
CBN.
So nighttime. CBN, yeah, the nighttime. So that is, of course, I think the number one request from a consumer in the cannabis space is...
I would agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do I get to sleep? How do I stay asleep? What do you got for me?
Yeah.
And so CBN is a vastly popular and has gained a lot of popularity over the last year, 2 years as a minor cannabinoid. So that line is our sort of nighttime sleep gummy. Now, what's interesting on the CBG Go and the CBN Nighttime is we always do sativa hybrid indica across these products. So the sort of oxymoron two products that exist in those lines.
Yeah, because we carry one of those products, and I was wondering about that. It's like a sativa and CBN? Or
Sativa
I'm like, what? I'm like, wait a minute.
And this is a common question.
Do you want me to like sleep with one eye open? I mean, what?
Yes, that is exactly what that product's for. So what I tell people, you know, we have the Indica CBG, which makes more sense than the Sativa CBN, really.
Right.
But that Smiley Loon is the Sativa.
Yes, with the duck on it.
Yeah, the Sativa CBN.
I like that one. That's my favorite of the bunch.
I like it too. And so if you think about CBN being mildly psychoactive, boosting, because it's relaxing nighttime, boosting, like it's almost like the Sativa terpenes are there to sort of keep you awake through an intensely relaxing body high experience. And for me, Viking ganja, that indica, that is like, that's our sleep gummy. Go to bed, you know, it's double down on indica, it's CBN, THC, that is the nighttime by the bed, you know, in the bedstand gummy. Smiley Loon is the gummy that I like take right after dinner. So I eat dinner, I'm like Smiley Loon gummy. Terpenes as a cannabis user, because of the half-life of cannabinoids and cannabis in fat cell storage, terpenes tend to hit cannabis users faster than cannabinoids. So you get this boost from sativa, clean up the kitchen, you know, get your after dinner, and then get yourself sort of to bed, flip the Netflix on halfway through a show, CBN kicks in and you're out. So that is my, like, if I need a half an hour, 45 minutes of boost, but do not want to stay up, I have this sort of like sativa hybrid indica
option I love
to sort
it.
Of tame that. So it's all about building something that you can choose your adventure and in intentful product lines and building product lines that don't contradict each other and everything sort of has a lane. Then we get into the most recent release within that line. I mean, it's been out for at least, I don't know, 8 months maybe, is the CBC, cannabichromene, which is a, you know, minor cannabinoid that I think is currently seeing its time in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. I think, and has a ways to go. More and more people are discovering it. And CBC acts as, you know, some research shows, you know, and all this stuff is, we're learning. We don't have major, you know, medical universities and government labs researching this product yet due to the nature of the industry we're in. But what has been sort of released and talked about medically wise or endocannabinoid system interaction or small group studies, CBC acts in the endocannabinoid system as an endocannabinoid receptor dilator. So they're not finding it to bind actually directly to like a CB1 or a CB2 receptor like all the other cannabinoids do, but instead it's sort of dilating receptors to absorb more of whatever other cannabinoid it's combined with. So in this instance with the CBC-THC line, the intention of that combination is sort of to boost bioavailability, to enhance a bit of a perceptual potency effect experience without the ability in Minnesota to, you know, we have regulated per serving dosing here. So like, what can we do on a creative standpoint with other cannabinoids, terpenes, other homeopathic inputs that we've talked about, to create, you know, meet all consumers at their journey of cannabis and give them options in this space to purchase that are cost effective to them at a potency or effect result they're looking
for.
And so CBC, THC, but because of its, again, C ability to sort of tame that headiness, I notice, at least as a consumer of those CBC gummies, that there's a focus kind of product to it. So less so than CBG. CBG for me is like a go. It's a feel-good cannabinoid. CBG is also a cannabinoid that, like, I think you feel the next day, not in that you're high the next day or anything, but it's like refreshing. Like, you wake up after, you know, taking a bunch of THC CBG the day or night before, and there's not like the green over or anything like that. You feel kind of bright eyed and bushy tailed with the CBG, where it takes a little longer to get into the system, and it starts to, THC's worn off, and you have this non psychoactive sort of CBG carrying you through a refreshing sort of next day experience, which is cool. But also for me, it's a bit more of like it's a lift, it's a go, but CBC has a little bit of that stimulant, has a little bit of sort of bioavailability enhancement, thus perceptually increasing the potency or effect, but also with a focus because it's taming the headiness. And that's sort of like the intention behind that brand concept as a whole.
I love it.
We got a Kava 101. We got a cannabinoid 101.
Yeah.
We got a lot. We did a lot today.
We did.
Is there anything?
I learned a lot.
Is there anything that we're missing? Because we're about time, right? Go see Logan. Go see Logan at Zero Proof, or his crew at Zero Proof if he doesn't happen to be there.
And they do a lot. They also do white label gummies.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's the lab is there for a reason.
Yeah.
You don't make malt and fry gummies without making a lab smell like fries and malts.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, well.
Well, and this is why I called him the Wiz early on.
We're back to that.
Yeah, because you see all this stuff. You see
now I'm hungry again.
All of this happening in the cannabis industry in Minnesota, and this guy is like behind it, you know, and and they're doing so much. I mean, people come in and they absolutely love your products. We got them right there in the the middle shelf. Like, as soon as you come in, you see a whole line of Nothing But Hemp products.
There you go.
Both gummies, and then on the side there, you see Vibes.
Beverages. Some beverage, like some, like, I don't know, like crispy kind of things that are delicious. They're called Just Baked. You have to stop into Klander's shop and check out Just Baked. Because if you try to, I'd like you to Google it. If you do Google it, that'll be funny because there's an apostrophe somewhere.
Well, and I can tell you the fact that the image on there was a black woman. On both the pink and the blue package. I said, you know what? This is a cool fucking company.
I know.
You know, and she's cute. I mean,
well, right.
It's not, It's gorgeous. But there's actually like three products. There's like two crispy treats, a pink package, a blue package, and then there's a popcorn.
Ooh,
like some kind of
like a caramel popcorn or something.
Yeah, and it's in a cool yellow package. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Branding's on point. What's inside the package is on point.
Let me tell
you. Logan's been on point.
People absolutely love those crispy treats.
Yeah. Those are fun. Yes. The baked good category is great. And that's another, you know, it's another method of delivery, right? Mm-hmm. In the space, everybody's got their method of consumption. But from the, you know, nerdy perspective, when you are introducing cannabis into products that contain butterfat cream, you are now playing to the fat solubility of cannabis, and you are creating a higher bioavailable product, so another way of sort of intensifying the effect, but more so with the baked goods or like our caramels that we produce. It's a longer experience if a customer's looking for a lengthier cannabis experience. Those baked good treats or caramels or those butterfat products out in the marketplace are a way to achieve that. I will tease that the next SKU that is coming out soon in the Just Baked line is a mini, similar to the caramel corn, is a session snack bag, a mini chocolate chip cookie.
I cannot wait.
After the famous Amos concept.
I can't wait.
Amazing. All right.
Sounds amazing. Yes.
Thanks, Logan.
Thank you, Logan.
Thanks,
appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
It's fun. Till next time, guys.
Till next time.
All right.
Cheers. All right. Cheers.